Welcome to episode 159 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, it's Monday, so another podcast. This is actually going to be episode 2 of my COVID podcasts. We've been in lockdown for a few weeks now, and last week I just decided to break down and talk about a topic related to COVID. And so this week, the topic I'm going to be focusing on is fitness. Now, if you guys watch my IG, you know that I try to stay healthy at my age. I'm in my 50s, and it's an important thing to me. And there are so many people who are in fitness who have relied on the gym in order for them to stay healthy. And since we are in lockdown, in quotes, and all the gyms are closed, these people are floundering, trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, I'm going to go through 8 things that people are talking about, oftentimes about not being able to work out now that we are all basically in our homes. The first one I see mostly people posting about is about having no space and no equipment. And granted, you get used to, you know, those machines that basically position you where you need to have your arms or your legs. And all you have to do is stick the little metal thing into the specific weight that you need it. It's convenient. Those things are expensive. They take a lot of space. So in your home, what can you do? You can just have a little area, a corner even. Seriously, a corner. Like, you know, a 5x5 corner, 6x6 corner, you know, a little area. You don't need a ton of equipment. What you need to do is just stay moving. And the equipment, you know, that you can use, you don't have to have a whole bunch of weights. If you have bands, resistance bands, those work wonderfully because you can use those and adjust where you're holding them to increase the tension that you need. And if you have booty bands, those are wonderful as well. You can use those multiple ways. And you don't need to have weights. You can use things around your house, guys. Things around your house. People have been using gallon jugs, you know, your milk jugs. And those have handles on them. So people have just been filling those back up with water and using those as, you know, things to lift. People have been using the laundry detergent containers. You know, those have big handles on those as well. And so those are a bit heavier and a little bit larger than the gallon containers. People have actually even been using, what are those called? You know, when you get individual bottles of water and they come in those cases that have the cellophane around them. People have been using those to lift. Things around your house. People have been putting heavy things into their backpacks and putting their backpacks on and squatting and doing lunges in those. And if it's uncomfortable on your back, put it on your front, like a kangaroo cake, like a kangaroo kind of thing. Because I know some people are lean forward more and some people lean back more when they do their moves. A backpack, guys, something as simple as a backpack, gallon jugs, laundry jugs. These things are weight. Your body doesn't know that a dumbbell is a dumbbell. It just knows there is weight at the end of your hand. It doesn't care what kind of weight, just as long as it's some sort of weight. And for those of you who are looking for lighter weights, you know, you can just do like a water bottle, a small one or even a larger one. Gatorade, you know, they have the larger ones. There are multiple things that you can use around your house. And what I would recommend is just, you know, figure out a little area in your home. It could even be a corner in your bedroom. And maybe put a little chair there as well. And grab all the little things that you're going to consider your weights and put them there. I mean, you have to invest a little time and think about these things. So when you actually do work out, you don't have to be hunting around for things to use. So put some thought into it before you actually work out and gather the things. It's like when you're baking a cake, you want to have all the ingredients set and laid out because you don't want to be trying to find an ingredient and then the butter is burning in the pan already. You want to have all your pieces of equipment laid out so you know what you're going to use. So, you know, have some pre-planning and gather things, like I said, around your house and know what you're going to do. The second thing that people have been talking about a lot is motivation. Since they're home, people are not motivated. What's funny is that when we're at work, we want to be home. And now that we're home, we want to be at work. It's the grass is always greener, guys. That's what this is showing me. The grass is always greener to everyone. And the fact that if you have multiple people in your home, you're not used to being with those people 24/7. I think people's nerves are getting rubbed the wrong way by their housemates a lot of the time now, because you're in, you know, semi-close quarters. Some of you are in, you know, bigger homes. Some of you are in tiny, like one bedroom, two bedroom places, so you don't really have a lot of place to move. So people are lacking motivation because they're going stir crazy. No motivation to work out. But the thing is, if you want to stay healthy, you just need to motivate yourself. You just have to decide. You just have to turn on that switch. Whatever switch turned on for you when you decided to go on your health journey, find that inspiration. Find it, because we all fall off the wagon sometimes and, you know, we take breaks. But you just have to find that motivation. Find something inspirational. Look at YouTube videos about motivation and working, and, you know, those always get me, like the speech that Rocky does with his son when he's, you know, the scene that I'm talking about, or those ones where there's music and visuals of people working out and you see them accomplishing things. Watch those will get you motivated. I mean, they get me motivated. Find what inspires you. Because we all have our own little trigger that gets us moving. We're all unique. So my trigger is totally different than yours. But find something. Find something that you recall that motivated you in the first place. Another thing that people are, you know, stumped with is, you know, interruptions. Interruptions, meaning the people that you live with. It could be your spouse, your significant other. It could also be your kids. It's like, how are you gonna work out when you have other people living with you? Well, if you actually have people with you, you're gonna need to get a little, you know, creative in when you're going to do it. A lot of moms I'm finding are doing it when their kids are down for nap time, if they're small kids. So even if they can eke out like a half an hour, they're dedicating that half hour to moving, and moving a lot during that half hour to work out for themselves so they can feel better and get those endorphins going. Yeah, even a half hour can do so much for you. Some people are, like I said, doing it first thing early in the morning, like 5 a.m. and getting a half hour, even an hour in if they can do it. If you have a spouse, you can tag team with your spouse and say, hey, spouse, significant other person, you take the kids for an hour into that bedroom or into the living room. I'm going to work out in the bedroom and close the door. Close the door. If you have another adult, you all need to work together so that you both can feel your best, so that you both can dedicate time to working on yourselves and, like I said, get those endorphins moving and feel better, get that blood flowing, because so many people are missing that. You know, they're used to running around, walking around, you know, all day long, and now that they're at home and they have a closer quarters, they're not moving as much. So think about working with your spouse or significant other to tag team with your kids, and also like figure out when you can work out if you have little kids. Some people are working out at night after the kids are down. Some parents of older kids who are actually doing distance learning, basically online learning from their schools, they're doing it while their kids are doing their courses. So find what works for you, because, you know, we all need to be considerate of those other people, because we don't want to be interrupted while we are working out, because then you kind of lose your flow and all that stuff. I know how it is. You lose your motivation because, you know, people keep on going, "Mom, mom, mom, mom." Yeah, I've done it before. I've heard it all. Another thing people are missing is that gym feel. Like when you're at home, of course, it's not going to feel like the gym because you're not hearing other people grunting and, you know, the music isn't blaring and you don't hear the clink of the machines and the weights, and you don't have the same sounds. But what you can do if you are in your own home, you can crank up the music in your earbuds, guys, in your earbuds, because it, you know, you don't want to interrupt your spouse or your kids. So use your headphones, guys, if you have them. Dress up like you normally do. Get in that groove. Don't just do it in your jammies. Get in your workout outfit, because you have a certain, like, armor that you put on, a certain uniform that you put on when you go to the gym. Do you not? Do you normally have, like, a certain look to you? I don't know. For me, I like to wear a baseball cap and I have my earbuds in, and you know, that just keeps me in the zone because the baseball cap kind of shields my eyes, and my earbuds are in my ears to block out other people as well. So get into your normal attire, get into your own feels, and then turn up the beat. You know, somebody was telling me that their gym is really hot. And so what you can do is put a little heater where you work out so you feel a little heat, so you can get a little sweaty, that normal sweat like you do at the gym, and that'll help you get the feels of the gym. Because if, you know, some places right now are still cold, you know, in the northeast, it's still a little bit chilly, and your homes might be a little chillier than your gym, because in the gym there's lots of people and there's a lot of sweat going on in there. So you can turn up a little heater in wherever you're at, in your little area of your home, and then turn up your earbuds and blast the music that you normally would be listened to at the gym. You can simulate things, guys. And just because you're not in the gym doesn't mean you can't pretend like you are. And that goes along with the using of your earbuds. It goes along with this thing of having to be quiet. That's the fifth thing that I'm talking about. Having to be quiet, because a lot of people live in apartments or condos or co-ops where you are sharing floors and walls with other people. And you can't be jumping around, and you can't be blasting your music. You can't be throwing your weights down if you have weights at home. If you happen to have a treadmill or other machine that happens to be a little bit noisy when it's in you know, being used, you don't want to do that when people are sleeping. You don't want to be using that when people are having dinner, because people are going to hear it. I mean, I remember having a neighbor back in, I lived in La Jolla, and I guess they worked like weird shifts because, you know, inadvertently, you know, we're passed out, we're sleeping, dead as dead can be, sleeping, 3 o'clock in the morning or so, they'd start having sex. It's like, oh, people, come on. You know, and I mean, and it wasn't quiet either. So yeah, that was a little, you know, I'm glad somebody was having a good time, but some of us had to sleep. We needed to sleep. So yeah, having thin walls, you have to be considerate of the other people where you live, because, you know, they can hear whatever you're doing in your home. So like I said, what you can do is put on your earbuds. You can use, like I said, bands. And, you know, since you're not, if you don't have weights, use bands. Just be considerate. Don't throw things around. And what you can also do is, even, I know a lot of people who have living complexes and they have open areas. You could even go out into the open area near where the cars are parked and where there's sidewalk and stuff, and you can go out there and do a workout out there, especially if there's grass out there. That would be a great place to just work out in the open, away from everyone else. Then you don't have to be as quiet, because you can jump around on the grass, and you just have to find a place. Another thing people talk about oftentimes is, what routine should I follow now that I'm not in the gym and I don't have those pieces of equipment and things? Oh my gosh, there's so many influencers who are posting on Instagram and YouTube. There's this one guy who I found recently. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. He actually posts, he's been posting every day on, he posts it on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. I think he posts his link, and he is super awesome because it's actually geared toward kids. It's called The Body Coach, and he, you know, really is doing a great job in trying to get people moving. He's based in the UK, so if you're in the United States, by the time you wake up, he's already posted his videos. Like I said, he's on Instagram and YouTube as well as Facebook. And, you know, that's something great for your kids. But for you, that might be something that you would enjoy because it's more fun-based and you're still moving. There are other formal at-home things that have been around for a long time, like Beachbody. Beachbody is not the Beachbody you knew from when you were, you know, 20 years ago. Even 10 years ago, it's changed. Beachbody has Beachbody on demand now. So if you get a membership to their program, you actually get all access to all their programs, like Insanity, PX90, you know, they have Flyo, they have, I think they're releasing a boxing thing soon, not soon, I think in the summer they're releasing that. They have bar, if you know what bar is, B-A-R-R-E, they have a bar program now. And what's great about Beachbody on demand is that they're not, if you sign up with the right person, and I know a person who I got it through, she's super, super nice, and she just had a baby. Anyway, so what's great is, if you find the right person, they're not going to push you to become a coach. They're not going to push you to buy all the products. If you just want the access to the workouts, they'll give you access to the workouts. You know, you have to buy into it for, it's either by month or by year. I just got a year program. But the thing is, for me, having that Beachbody on demand, it's great because if I can't go to the gym, I have that available to me. But there are also other programs that you can just do on your phone. BBG, the Queen Team with Alexia Clark. There's also Madeline Moves. There's Anne Fong Fitness. There are all these ones that you can get on your phone. And so you can have it with you anywhere you go if you have to travel or whatever, and they're really inexpensive. I think on average they're about $20 a month for all of these programs, and I think most of them, like BBG and Madeline Moves and Alexia Clark, they have a I think they release a workout week per week, and so then you can figure out which workout you want to do on whatever day, and then you just do it at your own time. And also they have built-in communities. You can see them on IG all the time. They're always motivating each other and stuff like that. So there's a variety of places that you can get workouts to follow, guys. There's a ton right now. So all you have to do is get out there and start researching what program is going to work for you, because we all have different interests in how we want to work out. So that's really up to you to figure that out. And some people are actually complaining that they can't lift heavy. Lift heavy. Well, it's all relative. People are used to doing, like, you know, 200 pounds or 300 pounds. And it's like, well, you know, like I said, just as long as you're moving and you're lifting something, then it's good. And what you can do to increase the intensity of it and, you know, make it less easy is doing things slowly and concentrating on the muscle that you should be working on. Like taking a movement in a three count. One, two, three, and you're at your top. One, two, three, down. And then it's more deliberate, and you can actually feel your muscle moving and, you know, feeling that contraction and everything. Because when you go fast, it's less, you don't feel it as much. But if you go slowly, you can totally feel it, especially if you're doing multiple sets of exercises. And the last thing, I kind of alluded to it, is people are not, they're missing the support system they had at their gym. Because when they walk into their gym, they're greeted at the door. People say hi to them. If they're regulars, like, hey, hey. And so you can chat with all the people that you normally chat with at the gym. Well, now you have to find ways to chat with them when you're at home. There are online communities on IG, on Facebook. There are workout communities. And you can just FaceTime people when you're working out, or create a Zoom and work out together about the same time. I know that Beachbody has a, they have like accountability groups. A lot of their coaches do, and some of them actually do Zooms, and they all are working out, doing their own routine, but they're watching each other and communicating with each other and cheering each other on, even if they're just still like sitting there drinking their coffee. They're like cheering on the other folks, going, oh yeah, you're doing great, you know, and stuff like that. There are ways to get support. You just have to find something that works for you. And don't just sit there and say, well, I don't got support. Well, did you look? That's the thing. We're in an age where we have the internet at our fingers, on our phone. We don't even have to find a laptop, guys. It's on our phone. You can research things when you're sitting there on your couch. And find what works for you. So don't say that you can't work out from home. Because there are solutions to every single obstacle that you can think of. You just have to go out and get it done, guys. Just go out and get healthy. Keep moving. Because we're all in this. We've all had to figure things out on our own to create workouts that work for us. Would love to hear what you guys are doing to work out. Reply on Anchor, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Would love to hear from you. If you guys follow me on IG, you see what I've been doing. I've been doing lots of walks, and I started doing a bit more strength training as well on my side, because I was unmotivated. I was just walking, because I think the walking has helped me feel less stir crazy, because I don't live in a city that has a ton of buildings. I live in the suburb, so wide open spaces, there's not a lot of people walking when I walk, and so we are still doing social distancing, and like totally, we're like 20, like we're across the street from each other. You know, we go that far away from each other. And find out places in your area where you can walk. Hopefully your neighborhood is a safe place for you to walk around. I've seen people running and walking when there's snow on the ground. I'm part of a Facebook group where we're each moving at least 1.9 miles per day, deliberately walking and moving or running or rowing or cycling, just so that we can motivate each other. And there's another challenge that we have that I'm a part of. It's 19 push-ups per day for as long as we're in quarantine, because that's just making us conscientious. And it's also just another way to motivate us to keep working out. So find challenges that work for you, that you know, float your boat, because that'll keep you motivated too, guys. Find what works for you. Find what works for you guys. Anyways, I gotta go, and I will talk to you guys on the next podcast. And I hope you guys are staying safe, making good decisions, and praying for you all. Alrighty, guys. Talk to you later. Bye. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.